Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. It's Wednesday, April 14, 2021. Wow, is all I got to say. There's so much power and downloads coming from heaven right now. Things happening. You know, this is the season that you'll want to really grab hold of what God has. It's there. You might have to battle to get to it sometimes, but there's revelation and healing flowing right now. And I'm excited this week. I'm going to go into some of this, how to release that healing power over you and others. So Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens right now. I pray that the anointing that was present when you gave me these words, and it's present now, and it's around what's going on in this season right now, would be released over everybody. I pray we would come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. There we go. Shift that spiritual atmosphere over us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. In case you haven't heard my prophetic word for the month of April, it's probably one of the most powerful and strategic words I've ever released in my entire ministry. And I've released a lot of words. There's something on this one. And we're now entering into the 49 days. It's a season of greater revelation and healing. And it started Sunday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, which was also the last day of Passover, April 4th. And it's going through May 23rd. So it just started over the last couple of weeks. And I really encourage you to get this out to others or listen to it again a few times. It's the original prophetic word, episode 174, Spirit Connection, on March 31st. Called 49 Days of Revelation and Healing. And last week I talked about the revelation being released, the Lord giving you the treasures of heaven and different things like that. This week I want to go into details to reveal what God's releasing in the area of healing. Now, it's a time of something new, something that really is a shifting. And even though we're in a time of uncertainty, people need healing at several levels. And healing is not just physical. It's also, I identified a few of them. It's physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual. There's actually a fifth one, financial, but I've just spent the first 3 months of the year focusing on the financial side to get people aligned for what's going on. But right now, we want to just look at this other side of it and get the healing that we need. With the pandemic and the superstorms and the violence, the spirit of fear is really trying to dominate right now. But the Lord has revealed some keys to how to get to the root of many of the attacks that people are under right now. A few years ago, I was suffering from several chronic illnesses. How do you remember? I didn't talk about it much because I didn't want to give glory to Satan. But now that I'm through it, I'm fully healed now. It nearly took my life. I nearly died. I went down to about 128 pounds, and it was really a tragic time. But in the midst of all that, the Lord revealed several keys to healing, and I'm now walking in my full healing. And in 2017, I actually launched into the start of the healing that really manifested later. And I released a workshop called Accelerating Your Time to Heal, Tools for Physical, Emotional, and Spiritual Wholeness. Now here it is, 2 years later, I'm fully healed now. I have greater revelation and understanding. And I just want to encourage you, notice I taught on healing even though I wasn't healed. You can do this, you can step out because it's God's word for you. And you need to catch up with things, you know, like I did. I need to shore up the areas that the enemy was still attacking me. And right now, we need to get a new strategy. That's what the Lord showed me. There's a lot of healing methods going on, you know, over the years, and not all of them are fully biblical. Some have a mix. They're a mixture. That's like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil actually said good and evil had mixture in it. So some of our healing methods today and some of our healing practices have new age, maybe psychology, the ways of the world. And this is part of the word the Lord gave me. Jeremiah 2:13, for my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have dug for themselves their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. The Lord showed me that this is a season we're in right now, part of the healing over the next 49 days. And of course, if you hear this any other time of the year, years from now, because it's the word of the Lord, it just bypasses time. This can be applied to your life at any time. So there's really some biblically sound theologies and belief systems that can keep us from getting fully healed. I know because I had to walk through this. I had to get rid of some of the strongholds. There's hidden ties and generational curses that might need to go beyond our understanding. You know, many of us are standing on the word, but yet still sick. That's what I was. I was standing on the word, but yet I was still manifesting sickness. So I want to just kind of unpack this a little bit and give you my background to let you know. Most people don't know my full story. I've been in ministry for quite some time, and my ministry training and theological background, the reason I want to share this with you is because I just got challenged during this time when I was walking through the sickness and I was walking through the chronic illness part. I knew the power of God. I was ordained originally as a Vineyard Christian Fellowship pastor in 1998, actually. And I was part of the Vineyard movement and under John Wimber for a number of years. I was on the ministry team, you know, the ministry teams at the Vineyard with training in deliverance. I was part of deliverance ministries early on. That's how I cut my teeth in ministry. I was still prophetic and everything, but it was before I moved into what I do now. But we practiced power healing and kingdom theology, where we're all a minister. You don't need to go necessarily. It's nice to go to people if you need heal, but you actually have it. You have everything you need right now in you. That's the kingdom theology. The kingdom of God is in you, and it's to come. And so I was mentored under the late prophet John Paul Jackson, and I had the opportunity to train and travel with Bob Jones, Patricia King, James Gall, many other leaders, Larry Randolph as well. It's amazing people, amazing men and women of God. And in 2015, I joined Harvest International Ministries, called HIM, under Apostle Cheon. And I was commissioned in 2015 as an HIM prophet. And I have close, accountable relationships in my life. I just want you to know that. Some people wonder, you know, my background was in that Vineyard. But then right now, you know, I'm flowing in this area of the prophetic. And I am in an accountability place. And my, especially since my words go out all over the internet, is I make sure that I stay accountable in these things. So I want to now talk about this piece where I was struggling because I believe, and I still believe, in the finished work of the cross. The finished work of the cross is you have it all right now. You have everything you need, you know, with the Lord, with what happened on the cross. And also, I stand on the word of faith. Those are the two things in my daily life. I walk through this, and I'm a firm believer in the finished work of the cross. And then the Lord showed me that I needed to actually go beyond this because I was still sick. I was still manifesting symptoms. But my word of faith teaching in me kept saying, stand on the word, stand on the word, stand on the word. My finished work at the cross kept saying, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. But I tell you, I was manifesting sickness. I was still sick. And the Lord says, I'm going to take you. This is my personal story. I'm not judging anything about any of these movements because I'm still with this understanding. But there's a better, higher way for you to get a breakthrough if this might be you. Because I'm totally healed now, I've never felt better. But I had to actually contend for my healing. I had to shift some belief systems that was standing in the way. And maybe you've heard my healing testimony. I've been healed of a lot of things, but the major one was 20 years ago. I was diagnosed with an incurable genetic disease called Huntington's. It killed many of my family members. Now, let me just get this straight. I was tested gene positive. I did not get a diagnosis of Huntington's, but there was some weird stuff going on early on in my 40s, and it was tragic disease. And it hit, in fact, my entire family members, my mom, my aunt, my uncles, my sister, my brother, they're all in heaven over this. And the Lord gave me a healing strategy to get through this. And what happened is I shifted this thing. Now, I wasn't necessarily manifesting the Huntington's, but what I did, what the Lord did, was He changed things for me to where I have never manifested it. In fact, here I am, 20 years later, I'm now 62 years old. I have the same CAG count, 42, that my mom did, my sisters did. All of us had about the same CAG count. That's what HD has. But yet, here I am, still healthy as could be. In fact, the UCLA Medical Center, where they checked me out a couple of years ago for HD again, they said, wow, you don't have any. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, you know. And they put me to study. And then I got a chronic illness a couple years ago, though, with the MCS. It's called multiple chemical sensitivity. Chronic illness hit me. Oh, my goodness. I got hit up one side and down the other. I had an acute case of chemical sensitivity. I was one of those people who couldn't live in their house. Maybe you have some family members. It's real, folks. It is real. The doctors kept telling me it wasn't. They kept telling me it was the, you know, it was from the black mold, and it was from, you know, different things, lead and heavy metals, intent things in my body. But actually, I discovered the healing strategies and revealed this and allowed me to get back in my house, back in my garage. You know, I'm not allergic to the mold. So I've used a hybrid of some healing strategies now. So the season we're entering into, Isaiah 59:19, the Lord says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So with the pandemic, the superstorms, the flood of things right now, it's time to get the new standard. So let me talk a little bit about these cisterns, because Jeremiah 2:13 is what the Lord spoke to me. He said that my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the living spring of water, and they've dug for themselves their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Now, a cistern is actually a tank for storing water, especially, it applies especially for flushing a toilet. Now, that's pretty interesting because that's a healing. And so the people who have broken cisterns indicate that they have inability to flush out things, unforgiveness. And the Lord spoke to me. Many people, including myself, I had to break through this. They're not able to hold the water of the Spirit, and they can't get rid of their grievances. I tell you, the Lord is healing people right now. And many people have been using worldly wisdom. That's these broken cisterns that can't, you know, ways of the world. They maybe psychology-based inner healing, or there's the so-called Christian-based New Age teachings on energy healing. Be very careful on this stuff, I'm telling you. I've had to battle through this, not in my own life, but I've watched this stuff. Some of these things can be redeemed, but many very, very dangerous. And so I tell you, the Lord is removing right now one of the things. It's called the ways of the world, 1 Corinthians 2:12. But we haven't received the spirit of the world, but the spirit is from God, that we may understand what he has given us. And so right now, the keys to healing, there's three or four things that the Lord wants to heal. It's disappointments, which is hope deferred. It's a huge one. I've been talking about it. It's the unloving spirits. That's low self-esteem, self-hatred, rejection. It's the broken hearts, and it's a spirit of fear. And believe it or not, these are the things that's causing sickness. It's causing distress in people, especially the spirit of fear. So the root of this is disconnecting us from the Lord, because the root of this is, Jesus said, the greatest commandment is love. And he said this over and over. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself. When we get these things out of line and then we open ourselves up to any of the others that I've been talking about, maybe you can identify with any of this stuff. I'm telling you, there's a new healing strategy coming. So, Lord, I want to pray over each person who's suffering here. I ask, Lord, that you would release your power, release your anointing, release the things that you were even saying to me, where you showed me how to get healed and then still stand on the word of faith, but not let it stand in the way of not pursuing greater healing. And pray until we see an evidence. Lord, I release this anointing right now in Jesus' name. I just want to release hope, the spirit of joy. Well, I tell you, I'm so excited. This weekend, Saturday, April 17th, we're going to be doing an extended training in this called Power Tools for Healing, Physical, Emotional, Relational, and Spiritual Wholeness. Just go to DougEdison.com/powertools. Now, this is what I was just talking about. This is the stuff that got me healed of things, of chronic illness. They thought I had Lyme disease. Everything has changed. I tell you, everything has shifted around because I found the spiritual root to it. And then also some other things that will help you. So if you've been feeling discouraged, maybe physical, emotional, or the condition, a spiritual condition, maybe you know someone who does, struggling with afflictions. Maybe you pray over and over and it doesn't get healed, or you get hit over and over. Or maybe you're just sick and tired of the condition and you need a shot of hope, or maybe you're in ministry and you want to get something new. These are new tools, power tools for the healing that God's doing right now. I want to encourage you to sign up for it. It's only $37. It's 2 hours. I'll give you the notes and even the opportunity to teach this yourself if you want. We have a teaching kit. Oh, it's going to be a powerful, powerful time. So, Lord, I just release this over everybody right now. In Jesus' name, amen. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.